Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona.
Hot.
Yeah.
100 degrees, Scottsdale,
Arizona.
Sorry.
I meant to say scorching Scottsdale.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to complete a land acquisition with a mobile home on it. Or do you even want to do that?
Oh, that's a bad thing. Uh-oh. I only wanted land. Shoot, I almost said a bad word. Shoot, there's something on it. Is that bad? Hold on, everyone. This is good. This is great.
Here's a spoiler. Mobile homes rock.
Yep.
And they're easy deals to do.
Right.
We'll talk all about it.
Yep.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a Land Academy member, join us on Discord. Mean it.
In Clubhouse. Okay.
Well, you might as well. You brought it up. When's your Clubhouse show?
Every Thursday. Well, you're joining me now.
I know.
You're a guest.
I got drug into this.
You did. But you like it.
It's another thing on my calendar now, permanently.
Hey, Mikey, he likes it. So
every Thursday when?
Every Thursday, 1 o'clock Pacific time. Come find me. Search me, find me, follow me on Clubhouse. In addition to that, join the land investing group and you will get notified whenever I schedule something and whenever we go live.
So there's a land investing
clubhouse
thing?
There's a clubhouse, like a separate group.
We run that?
It's mine.
Oh, outstanding.
It's all mine, man. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Exactly.
I love to not know what's happening in my own company.
Isn't that great? You're welcome. And that's the truth. That's what's so funny. Like, so he's being sarcastic? Nope. Likes it this way. Every time we do a live event, he's like, just tell me where to stand.
You know? I'll write it and show up.
Sure. Just like, I don't want to do anything else.
Basically my whole responsibility now.
Exactly. Okay. Evan wrote, I'm looking to purchase a parcel with a mobile home on it. The mobile is considered personal property with its own title. The owner wants to sell me the land and the mobile. How should I specify that the offer is for both the mobile and is for both the land and the mobile? Should I just add a line item to my purchase agreement?
Evan, we're gonna answer this during the show here. Today's topic: how to complete a land acquisition with a mobile home on it. This is the meat of the show. There's a deed for the property and a title at the DMV. There's two separate components to this thing. The short answer is, and everybody loves this answer, me included, title company will work it out for you.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't know how to do it, find another title company or another title agent in that company.
Mm-hmm.
These are real simple transactions.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to buy a mobile home property with a mobile on it and then not buy the mobile home.
Correct.
It's almost always more expensive to move the damn thing than it is to just leave it there and sell it with it. Here's why. Somebody put probably a septic tank in or a septic field,
maybe
septic
a
system,
pad,
and might be there. Yeah, whatever foundation they choose, whether it's jacks or concrete block or concrete,
they've got power.
It's there. They got power somehow there, whether it's off the grid or on the grid,
right.
And water. There's probably a well, or whether it's shared or there. Those are all very
valuable,
attractive components over just a vacant piece of property.
Yeah.
So Jill and I will frequently just buy bombed out.
Yeah, you could have missing a wall. I don't care. Just buy it.
And so what we do, though, I'll tell you, we value it as if it was just a piece of land.
Right.
And so as far as changing the purchase agreement that Evan says, that wouldn't change anything. I would just send the purchase. If you know, we just bought one for $5,000 and sold it for 45, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't. The purchase agreement went to title.
They take care of everything.
And then the seller said, hey, can you just draw up? Either seller or our transaction coordinator did a bit of bill of sale. And the title company will do all that for
you. Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's easier than you think it is. You don't have to think through this. Well, what happens on the back end, like everybody just assumes, just let them know I'm buying it. There's a mobile on it. This is the whole thing. Okay, great. That's really the extent of the conversation. And then when they get into it, they'll pull all their regular paperwork and they'll do all the normal escrow checks, lien checks and tax checks and everything. And they'll also pull up the ownership paperwork on the mobile, which is with the motor vehicles, and they'll facilitate the transfer to you. Traditionally, what will happen is, because you're not in the same state and they're doing the whole thing for you, they will send you like an affidavit giving them a release so they can, you know, work on your behalf with the motor vehicles. You'll sign that and have that notarized, that extra document, so they can take care of motor vehicles, getting it transferred from the seller to into your name. Just the same as with the county getting the land and out of their name and into your name. It's same thing. So, and then once you own it, man, I mean, it's worth more. That's the whole thing. What Stephen was just describing, because we have one right now where we have an agent involved, and the agent was talking about dropping the price. And actually, I didn't tell you this one. My transaction coordinator properly said, "Hold on a moment, lady," as she should, said, "You know, you need to remember that all the utilities that are coming with this, you know, bombed out, whatever you want to call it, this, you know, borderline, we're not sure who can live in it, mobile." That's worth 10 to 15 grand
at least
on its own.
Yeah.
All the utilities in the driveway and, you know, the stuff that's there. So she didn't even remind them.
Fenced.
This is not just a piece of land.
It's flat. Yeah.
It's got services and things there ready to go. So someone can pick it up, move it, and put something pretty on there, whatever they want. You know, it's worth a lot. So, and like I said, they'll take care of the whole thing for you, and it's not a big deal. It's just, and you need to mark it up accordingly, by the way. Now your property's worth, you know, double what you thought it was, at least.
Mobile homes are the answer to affordable housing.
Yeah. Yep.
Every article I read right now is real estate's over for people. They can't afford it anymore. Prices are out of control. Everybody from moving out of California and bringing their prices with them.
Yeah.
That's all true, except for mobile homes.
Yeah.
A brand new double-wide mobile home that anyone would be proud to call home is about $100,000.
On your own acre and a half or whatever it is.
If you find, you know, we're experts here, all of us, in buying inexpensive land. So if you buy, if you do some research and figure out where and what size it needs to be and what zoning, and you send a mailer out based on all that and drop a mobile home on there, let's say you spend $20,000, $30,000 on a great piece of dirt and drop a mobile home on there. It's going to take a year to do this, by the way. Now you're into it for, let's say, $115,000. I can almost tell you that you could sell it for $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that this is all they do there. It's their entire career. We do a lot of deals like this.
It's true.
So, you know, buying a piece of property, Evan, with a mobile home on it, regardless of the condition, is an amazing opportunity.
Right. And if you have one that is, you know, grandma just moved out, grandma just passed on, whatever it is, don't poo-poo it. There are so many great people that would love to come in there and redo the floors and redo the inside and paint it and do a new siding, whatever it is. They're happy to do that. You know, sometimes it's easy to say, oh, who would want that? You know, because that's not your cup of tea. You'd be surprised.
We have 9 or 10 of these going on right now in some stage of the acquisition or sale. And if we put them on the MLS right now, before they're done, they would all sell in the first week.
I personally love them. I think it's great. And I know there's people that rent them out too. That's a whole nother business model. Mm-hmm. But I'm a fan of just selling it and, you know, making a good profit and moving on. You know, there's just, it's endless what you can do with this. Mm-hmm. You know, mobile property, I learned that a long time ago. I'll tell you, when we first got started and I was working with you and something came in and I didn't even know it. I'm like, hey, by the way, I found it from the county. This is zoned okay for mobiles. And you're like, oh, what? And like, I saw you get so excited. I'm like, oh, is that a good thing? I didn't even know. He's like, yeah. You know, that's a good point too, that not every piece of land is zoned mobiles. So you, like you said, you've got to check that out and make sure there might be size requirement, might be within a certain area of the city. And it might be, there might be restrictions on, it has to be on a pad, or it has to be, you can allow, it can be on the jacks or whatever it is. There's certain things you got to get into. So just, but that's okay. That's one phone call to the county, talking to the right person.
That's right.
And you can get all that information.
Many counties have designated areas for mobile homes also, with a lot of vacant properties. So you could do a target specific mailer.
Yep.
Where the utilities are all in, all right at the lot line.
Yep.
They're usually pretty small lots. And they're usually kind of expensive, but you still can, either for personal use or for flipping.
Mm-hmm.
It's real easy to go in there, just clean a lot up, make sure that the utility, you don't have to do water sewers at the, usually at the street, and electric's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you could package that all up and say, this is ready for a mobile home. Here's the pictures with a picture of where the utilities are. and you know, pointing into where they all of it, and just say, this is mobile ready and it's a smoking deal. Here's the math. Cost of a new mobile home costs $100,000. I'm selling it a lot for $20,000, even though you bought it for $5,000 or whatever the numbers end up being. People are going to, you know, you need to present it, is what I'm saying.
That's exactly
right. You can't
right.
just assume that people are going to figure this out.
Correct.
Maybe even do a rendering of a mobile home on there.
You know, it's so funny. I had this property the other day that my transaction coordinator said, you know, why do people not think this? Shouldn't they know this? I'm like, yeah, they should. It's a deal funding deal where I saw, they said, hey, I got a link to the listing, and I pulled up the listing. It had 7 photos. It's a gorgeous property, right? 7 photos, none of them with a blue sky, no outline showing exactly where that property is, and 2 sentences description. And this was an agent. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I had to tell the person back. I'm like, okay, you know better than this. You need to tell this agent, I need drone shots, I need blue sky, I need an outline. I need 17 photos, not 7. And by the way, we need a great description. I want a picture of the area. I want all the stuff.
Tell a story.
Yeah. I'm like, come on. Just because they're an agent and they say what they're going to do, you still have to manage them.
There's free, now more than ever, there's free software applications out there where you can take a horrific picture and make it look gorgeous.
Even like for $5. Some of the paid stuff I saw, it looks great. I can't think of it right now. But I told somebody, like, go look this up. It's really easy to find. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show is called Our Biggest Land Flipping Bottlenecks in 2021. Jill and I are going to bear all.
Yikes.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That sounds scary.
We throw each other under the bus.
Oh, no. Here we go.
If you would just send out the mail correctly, Jack, and price it correctly, we could buy some real estate. If you would just answer the phone correctly, Jill, maybe we could buy some real estate.
That's actually not what's going on, but it's going to be funny. That's good. Hey, if you're interested in learning more about us or what we do, check out landacademy.com or houseacademy.com. We provide the education, tools, and support you need to be flipping property like the pros. We're Steve and Jill.
Information
and inflammation.
To buy undervalued property.